The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Not only is it a busy weekend of concerts, it's a busy weekend of sport. We have quarterfinals in the Senior Football Championship. We're into the Round 16 in the Euros. We've got racing in the Curragh, and not long before the Tour de France kicks off. Kathleen McNamee from Off the Ball is with us. Let's start there. In the post Lance Armstrong era, do people still care?
I feel like it's the sort of competition that rolls around every year, and you're sitting in front of the TV and you're kind of scrolling around looking for something to watch, and you flick it on for 10 minutes and 2 hours later you're still sitting there, and all of a sudden you're very invested in the chasing pack or who's in the lead or who's most likely to take the jersey at each stage. Like, you'll obviously always have your cycling nuts who absolutely adore it and can't wait for it to roll around. But I actually think it's one of the sports that's very easy to get into if you're a casual viewer of it as well. So I think people will still tune in. I think they'll still watch it. And plus, it's just nice watching all the beautiful scenery go by, especially if you're sitting in the office and it's kind of on the television. You can pretend for a little while that you're in the Alps or something.
The other thing is it's hard to countenance just how high performance they are. Do you remember when the Giro came to Ireland? So you know the landmarks. You're like, hang on a minute. They've just gone from Drogheda to Dublin in about 25 minutes. Amazing.
It's amazing. And also when you get a really tense moment when there's two people going up against each other and they're getting really, really close and you're like, are they going to crash? Or if there is like a big chasing pack and you're like, how are they all keeping themselves on two wheels and not going off the road? And then like there'd be a cliff on one side of them. You know, it's incredibly dangerous sport as well when you look at the speeds that they're going at. So I'll be tuning in anyways.
Who's likely favourite?
Pogačar is going to likely favourite. He is from Slovenia and he has been like one of the top racers for the last couple of years.
Then we have Euros and we have Senior Football Championship quarterfinals. Quarterfinals on both Saturday and Sunday. Saturday, Armagh, Roscommon and Dublin Galway.
Yeah, I'd say Roscommon are rubbing their hands together after last weekend between getting that massive win for themselves over Tyrone and then Mayo being dumped out of the championship. I mean, things couldn't have gone much better for them and they'll be looking at this game as one that they will feel like they can win and put themselves in a really good position for the rest of the year. Roscommon have been, you know, they're one of those teams that have had a lot of success at minor level that hasn't always necessarily translated to senior levels. But especially in the last couple of years, we've really seen them solidify themselves, come through the ranks. So that's going to be a really interesting matchup.
And also then Sunday, Kerry Derry and Donegal Louth.
Yeah, Louth, another team that have done incredibly
amazing
well in this season's championship. And there's a bit of a, you know, revenge tour almost, it feels like, going on for them after losing Mickey Hart last year and in the fashion that it happened and, you know, the unexpectedness of it. They've come out all guns blazing this year and they're like, they're totally worth their salt to be in there with the team. And they'll be looking at their matchup as well and saying, you know, it's not a Dublin. It possibly is something that we can do. You have Sam Mulroy in there, who's a really brilliant player. So it's going to be an interesting one. I think we'll probably still see the teams you would expect to rise to the top at the end. And you'll get maybe your Dublins, your Kerrys. But also Galway, if they have everyone fit and fighting, they're going to be a real task.
And of course, as if that wasn't enough, we have the four games in the Round 16 in the Euros. Pick of the bunch from your perspective?
I mean, going into this, you would say England, because you want to see the English play. But after the last three games, the last team in the world I want to watch play another match of football is this England team. They are so boring and so turgid to watch. They have incredible talent in there. You know, your Jude Bellinghams, Phil Foden. This should be like one of the most exciting teams to watch in the tournament. Instead, it's not at all. My pick of the round is Spain versus Georgia. Georgia have been absolutely brilliant this tournament. They're playing a totally different style of football. And they have Willy Sagnol in there, who was supposed to come to us. Sadly, he is not. He's too busy taking Georgia on a historic run in the Euros. And then Spain have this incredibly talented young bunch of exciting players.
And that's 8 p.m. on Sunday. And then the other thing, of course, on the weekend, as if that isn't all enough, we have racing at the Curragh, the Irish Derby, part of a three-day festival in Kildare.
Yeah, racing at the Curragh. So you have the Pretty Polly Stakes on Saturday, and that's the highlight of the weekend. And then we also have the Group 1 Irish Derby. So that will be on the following day, which is going to be a great weekend of fun.
Plus Taylor Swift, the Saw Doctors, Pride. Could we get any more?
I mean, Dublin's literally going to be heaving for the next couple of days. I pity anyone working in the service industry this weekend, and I hope you all get through and get mountains of tips.
Kathleen, thank you very much. That is Kathleen McNamee from Off the Ball. A reminder, if you missed anything on the show, all of the items are uploaded as podcasts. You can listen to them on the News Talk app powered by Go Loud.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.